Disability advocates held out a lot of hope that the National Disability Insurance Scheme would be a game changer in Australia. But some participants have been disappointed by problems with the rollout and long waiting times. Children in particular wait more than 100 days to have their plans approved, and during the past fortnight, the federal government's announced interim plans to address that issue. Stuart Robert is the minister in charge, and he joined me earlier. Stuart Robert, good morning. Welcome to AM.
Good morning, Sarah. Lovely to talk to you.
The government's been holding roundtable discussions around the country on what problems people are having with the NDIS. What are they telling you?
It's actually been a real privilege, not only for me to hold roundtables, but the Prime Minister and I have done two now, one in Sydney and Tasmania, and mostly with participants to actually sit down and hear firsthand their experiences. And overall, what we're hearing is a very positive message that people have control, they've got choice. They're in the centre of what is a world-leading scheme. But, of course, they also recognise that in the last 3 years we've gone from 30,000 to 300,000 people in the scheme. And, of course, there are a few pressures.
And what are those pressures? What are people saying?
People are looking for access decisions quickly, especially in the early childhood space, which is why we acted 2 weeks ago to put in place our KPIs. People are looking forward to the participant service guarantee. So guaranteeing of service levels and timeliness that we announced in the election. And those requests, those people looking forward to that have come through quite strongly.
And that process of waiting, why does it take 100 days for a child to have a plan approved? Have you got to the bottom of that?
I have. The average was 127 days. It's why at the Early Childhood Conference 2 weeks ago, I announced that the KPI will be 50 days, that we're going to surge resourcing into that area, that dedicated ECI or early childhood providers, there's 18 across the country, that they'll be partnering with other organisations, and of course we'll be prioritising NDIA staff into that. And it's simply a function of the large amount of children that have come into early childhood from states as states and territories enter full scheme. So you get these great surges of lovely children coming through, and we need to appropriately surge resources, and that's what we've done.
So what's happening to those kids, though, in the meantime, as they're having to wait?
Well, right now, once the announcements we put in place come into effect in the coming weeks, is that they'll, within 50 days from access, if the child hasn't got a full plan, they'll be given an interim plan of up to $10,000 to start the therapy and the services they need whilst the full planning process comes into vogue. So that way children won't be waiting.
Yeah, sorry, Minister, that's in a couple of weeks' time, or I don't know. What is the time frame that you've got in place for having that wait period cut in half?
When we announced 2 weeks ago that we'll be putting this in place, the KPO will come in place, including the surging resources, we made it clear within the coming months that would all be fully enacted.
Do you have a deadline? That's what I'm getting at. Have you said, I want it to be 50 days by the end of the year?
I've made it very clear. I want it to be 50 days well before the end of the year.
When?
If this thing needs to be in place by the start of the fourth quarter, so the start of the 1st of October is my expectation, that the surge resourcing we've put in place, the capacity for the partners to start working, the key performance indicator of 50 days needs to be in place. So parents have got the certainty they know that when they're entering the scheme with children, and of course early intervention we know is key from all the research, that expectation will be met.
Why are you focused on kids? Isn't there an urgency too with older clients, given that in many cases disability is compounded by age?
Well, in the last, 40 days-ish since being sworn in, the focus has been right across the system, Sabra. So COAG has been put together. All the disability ministers have come together. We've solved the issue of out-of-home care. We've solved the issue of the interfaces with the healthcare. This is for all participants. We've negotiated and signed agreements with Victoria and Queensland. So there's been an enormous amount of work, including the early childhood in the last 40 days, that will have a positive impact on all Australians, not just early intervention, although that is a specific line of effort we've done.
Sure, but the coalition wasn't elected 40 days ago. It was elected in 2013. This problem's
Absolutely.
Been around for a while.
And in 2016, there were 30,000 participants. Now there's been a 1,000% increase in a scheme never tried before in the world. So the ministers that have come before me have delivered, I think, 80% of the scheme, and they've done it exceptionally well. That no one's trod this path, and 1,000% increase. That's impressive. Now, sure, there are some pressures, and the last 20% is always the hardest, and I fully respect that. And it's why Sabra have hit the ground running in the last 40-odd days.
You've said that you've got this deadline now of the 1st of October, but again, getting back to that point, what's happening to people who are still waiting for their plans to be approved in the meantime while they're struggling to get their hands on extra resources and help?
Well, the KPI comes down on that day, the surging resources across the NDIA. Or
sure,
the
you've made that point, but what's happening to those people right now?
But that surging resources is happening now. So the surging resources doesn't just step up on the 1st of October. It's happening right now. So I'm expecting the average wait time of 127 days to be dropping now. But I know it's going to drop to 50 days. And I know that a plan with $10,000 will be available to all children with an access decision from the 1st of October. That doesn't mean we're not having partners partner with other agencies surging resources now to rapidly, as fast as possible, get that wait time down as we approach the start of the fourth quarter.
What's staffing like at the NDIS, given that there are plenty of reports that qualified staff are thin on the ground?
Well, if you look at the NDIS, it's about 3,000 or well over 3,000 staff within the agency. Then if you look at the local area coordinators and the early childhood partners, the total staffing number that are dedicated to what is a world-leading reform is well over 11,000.
Minister, thanks for your time on AM this morning.
Great pleasure to talk to you, Sabra.
And that's Stuart Robert, the Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme.